January 13th, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 25. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. Both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." 6 stone jars were set there, according to the Jews' purification rites, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." They filled them to the top. Then he said to them, "Now draw out and carry it to the chief steward." And they did so. The steward tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from. However, the servants who had drawn the water knew. And he called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man first sets out the good wine, and when they have drunk freely, the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this beginning of signs in Cana of Galilee, and displayed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they remained there not many days. The Jewish Passover was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, and the money changers sitting. He made a whip of ropes and drove out all the temple, both the oxen, the sheep, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and upset their tables. He said to those who sold doves, "Take these away. Stop turning my father's house into a market house." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house shall consume me." The Jews answered him, "What sign do you show us that you are doing these things?" Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews replied, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about his body as the temple. After he was raised up from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and what Jesus had said. While he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name, seeing the signs which he was doing. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them because he knew all men, and because he had no need that anyone should testify about man, for he himself knew what was in man.